Okay. Not okay. That's not okay, but this is okay. Okay, Dr. Gemara Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Should we?
No.
No?
Yes.
You say
yes?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Or not.
Okay,
Chazara.
Okay, a quick one.
It's the name of the game, isn't it?
That's right. Actually, let's start from...
We were at
Amr of Chizda.
Okay.
Like 10 lines from the bottom. Amr of Chizda, Chizda said, Hani Tlas Mili. These three things, Ishtani Shmayu, their names were changed, Mechichora Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Number one, Chalafto Arafto, that which was known as Chalafto, which is Tzavtzofo, is now known as Arava, and Arafto, that which was known as Arafto, Arava, is now known as Chalafto. Minaf Kamina, what's the difference? What it's called? Lalulav, for Lalulav, you have to know what you're getting. When you go into the shuk and you say, I want a Arafto, you're going to end up with the wrong item. Shipura, the second item is Shipura Chatzaitzusa. That which was originally called Shipura, which means a bent shofar, a curved shofar, is now known as Chatzaitzusa. And Chatzaitzusa, that which was known as a straight shofar, Shipura, is now known as a bent shofar. Okay? My nafkamina, what's the nafkamina between what it is? L'shoifer al-shor v'al shoshana. The nafkamina is, for shoifer al-shoshana, you have to make sure to get a chatzaitzusa, not a shipura. The third item is piturta pitura. That which was known as piturta is now known as pitura. Pitura piturta. That which was known as pitura is now known as piturta. Meaning, and it's just one's a small box, one's a small table, one's a large table. Different things like that, right? Yeah. L'mayin afkamina, what's the difference what it's called? L'mayin afkamina, for sales, if you're saying you're selling a petura, then you have to know which one you're selling. If you're buying. Omar Abaye, Abaye said, please do. That applies to all three of them, yes.
No, I know. The third case, the third item.
Have to do with mitzvah.
What does it have to do with our cases? I mean,
it's another thing that, I mean, that changed.
There's probably a lot of other things.
What do you call this? Is there a name for this?
I don't know. Yeah, what's what?
Is there a name for this? Like,
what?
No, I mean, is there a name for what the Gemara is doing here?
Never mind.
Whatever.
I mean, the truth is, the Rishonim speak out even that the last thing that we say is really enough given for all three of them. But the first two also. If I go to you and I say I want to buy a shofar,
right.
It's a nafkamina. No, I'm saying the nafkamina, the third nafkamina, is relevant over there.
When you're buying and selling something.
But I'm pretty sure there are other things we change.
I don't know.
Maybe. Or maybe not.
Or maybe there's no nafkamina.
There is always a nafkamina of Mecha Chumemka.
No, but you're not going to buy it. You're not going to say, I need a shofar and get a straight non-Rams one. I think you're going to be able to hear your...
The point is that therefore it's a Shai L'Mecha Chumemka. No, but the point is that now you can't say you made a kinyan. It's a mekachtos. The point of mekachlemka is that that's now it's a mekachtos if you give me the wrong thing. So all of those will apply to all cases. The mefarshim speak out. I mean, it's in the category together. Is there enough kamina for us? I'm sure. The point is, these are all three are together. It's, for example, arava nisachamayim, esanatias arava nisachamayim are all halachal meishim v'sinai. It's not really relevant, but it's okay. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Afani Omer, I will add another one, Beikasi Hivlila. That which was known as Beikasi is now known as Hivlila. Hivlila Beikasi. That which was known as Hivlila is now known as Beikasi. Lamai Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina? These are different parts of the animal. You look in the pictures to get more clarity. What's the Nafkamina? Lemacha Tanimsa Ba'ovi Beisakoisis, to a needle which is found in the thickness of the stomachs, the wall of the stomach. Omar Rav Bar Yosef says, Afani Omer, I also say, Bavel, Borsif, Bavel. That which was called Bavel is now called Borsif. That which was called Borsif is now called Bavel. L'may nafkamina, what's nafkamina? L'gitei noshim, v'gitei noshim for a get, because generally when a get came from out of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, you had to say, B'fanai nechtav, who B'fanai nechtav. That's what the witnesses had to say, or the shliach, whatever, had to say. But if it came from Bavel, the Gemara says they don't have to say it because they were talmid chacham. Vorsif, they did have to say it. And then it was switched. So if someone's coming from Vorsif, they don't have to say b'fanei nechtav. If someone's coming from Bavel, they do have to say b'fanei nechtav. That's the nafka mina. Okay, good. Talk to Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Leim, Rabbi Shmuel said, Shloisha hadasin, the mitzvah is with three hadasin, mishtei arovais and two arovais, lulav echad, one lulav, ve'esrig echad, and one esrig. Now, with regard to the three hadasim, afilu shnayim ketumim, even if two of them are cut off on top, the echad enay katum, and one of them is not cut off. So that's what Bishmal says. So essentially he says, I have to have three hadasim, but one of them, at least one of them, as long as one of them is not cut off, two aravas, one lulav, and one esrig. Rav Tarfon Omer, Rav Tarfon said, afilu shloshtan ketumim, even if all three of the hadasim are cut off on top, that's not a problem, because by hadas, I do not need hadar. This is the leaves. This is, well, the question only is what I have. Yeah, in other words, if I have a hadas that's 10 tefachim and I cut off the top, so that's a shlech. Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, right. He's disagreeing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rashi says.
Right, he's disagreeing
with that Mishnah. Okay. Yeah. Rabbi Kiva says, Kishem shelulav echad ve'esrig echad, just like you have one lulav and one esrig, kach hadas echad va'arova achas. So too, you take one esrig, one hadas and one arova. And I presumably, according to Rabbi Kiva, it would have to be not cut off on top. Excuse me. Just for the record. Niktam Rashi, yeah. That Mishnah. So the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shmuel says three hadasim, but two of them could be cut off, two aravas, one lulav, one esrig. Rabbi Tarfon says even all three hadasim are cut off is fine. And Rabbi Kiva said one. Good? So, yeah? Something on your mind. I don't know, the hill looks like it's. I said, sorry. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Rabbi Shmuel said, the pasuk says, "Pri eitz hadar," a fruit from a beautiful tree. Echod, that's one. Pri is one fruit. Kapas tamarim, the pasuk, the ksiv of the pasuk, the way it's written is kapas tamarim echod. So that's one lulav. Kapas would be two. Kapas is the way it's written. That tells me one. Anaf eitz avos, so anaf is one, eitz is two, avos is three, shloisha, that's three hadasim. Arvei nachal, plural, arvei nachal shtayim, that's two aravas. That's how Rabbi Shmuel got to his thing. And it continues, v'afilu shnayim ketum ve'echad she'nekotum, even if two of them are cut off and one of them is not cut off, it's going to be okay.
Why is it
the It's true. Which is part, it's very important part of a shita.
Oh, you're doing this another break?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's a random point in the sense of the counting.
Yeah, correct.
Say that again.
Va'afilu shnayim ketumim, even if two of the hadasim are cut off on top, ve'echad she'eino katum, and one is not cut off, meaning one is till the top, straight. Rav Tarfon Omer, Rav Tarfon says, shloisha. You have to have three hadasim, but, and va'afilu shloshtim ketumim, even if all three of the hadasim are cut off, it's going to be kosher. Shloisha, three, v'afilu shloshtim ketumim, even if all three of them are cut off. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Kishem shelulav echad ve'esrig echad, just like you have one lulav and one esrig, kach hadas echad v'arova achas, so too, you have one hadas and one arova.
Is it from the fact, from the strength of the fact that there's one by them, or you just say, is he able to prove that there's one, or it's like, oh, it's like a hekesh, or some sort of panacea, like?
Maybe it's a hekesh, I don't know.
I'm saying,
it's a one puzzle or a two puzzle, whatever, it's right next to each other.
Just,
I don't know. I mean, not a heckish of like a drush or like that.
I'm just saying, what about like all other things like shlosha and all the countings? Okay.
Well, Arve Nacha was coming to tell me that you could even take other kinds of aravos. Anafet's obviously is describing exactly that it's a hadas, but it's woven.
Because they're darshan. It's
just the pashas of the
crow. You should aim the
Amalei Rav Eliezer, so Rav Eliezer said to him, to Rabbi Kiva, Oh no. Well, do they take out Amar Loi? I don't have the new Gemara here. Okay, good. Amar Rabbi Eliezer said, who's he talking to? Amar Rabbi Eliezer said, Yochol, I might have thought, Yehi Esrogim Mohen Ba'agudo, Yehi Esrogim Mohen Ba'agudo, the Esrog should be with them, with the Lulav Hadas Men Aravas in the bind, in the Eged, Ba'aguda Achas, in one binding, Amrit. So the response that you'll say to that is, V'chinoimar pre-Eitz Hadar V'kapois Tamarim? Does it say in the Pasuk, take a pre-Eitz Hadar and a Kapois Tamarim? Which would lead you to believe that they should be all together. What does it say in the Pasuk? V'haloiloi namar, but it doesn't say Elo only, meaning it only says Kapois. It says, L'kach l'chem emerishim pre-Eitz Hadar Kapois Tamarim. So you see the Esrog. Kap, right, without the vav.
Yeah, nothing
sells
there.
Right. That's yes, good. That's all with. Yeah.
To teach us
that the Esrog is not supposed to be part of it, part of the group. Okay, uminayin, and from where do I know shema'akvin zezeh, that they will be ma'akiv each other, meaning I have to have all four of them. I have to take all four of them. I have to be. Not necessarily that I have to pick it up together. That's not the discussion now. That means that if I only have an Esrog and the Hadas and Naravis, I can't just take those three. I have to have a Lulav also to take.
We've seen different sheets about that, right?
We're going to get that. I don't think we've seen it yet. Akvin Zezet. Ma'akvin means they stop each other. Meaning, if I have one, if I don't have one, that will cause that I can't take the others.
No,
Ma'akvin means to like hold back.
Saw that if you have quints only,
that's Zera. Yeah, right, that's something else. That's
no,
a question
but
of.
Say, what do you mean? If you only have that, then you shouldn't do that because then Zera that in the future that you'll think will become able.
That's because I took something else.
No, I understand. What's the other option? He doesn't take anything or he does it without
the question? It depends if I held that the Ma'akvin, Shema'akvin says that.
So it did. Okay.
Huh?
I mean, it's totally on a different focus. You don't even.
Whether it's Ma'akvin, yeah. I mean, they have the Gemara of their held said that it wasn't Ma'akvin each other. What would be the half? Did he wrap it together?
You still said he has to be hold it together. You told us that.
Hold it, two hands.
It's not a good.
Right. Uminayin Shema Akvin Zezef, from where do I know that they'll stop the other? Meaning, if I don't have all of them, I can't be Yitzhak. The mitzvah, Tamalayim, the Pasuk teaches us, Ulekach Tem. Ulekach Tem. That you should take, but the Tef, Tuf Mem at the end teaches us, Shetehe, that it should be Lekicha Tama, a complete taking. A lakicha that's tam, that's shalim, that's whole, that's complete, with all of them together. Okay, that's the brayso. Good. So you first have the few shittas of what, how many numbers. Then we have Rabbi Eliezer saying that it's not ba'aguda, proving it from the fact that it says pre-Eitz Hadar kapois tamarim. It doesn't say pre-Eitz Hadar v'kapois tamarim, which would indicate that they should be bound together. And then we have the ma'ak of each other because it says v'lakach tem, which tells us that it has to be lakicha tama, a complete lakicha with all four of the minim. Okay, now Zokti Gemara, the Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Manav Shach. Either way, I Laki Ish Leimin Boy, if he needs that, it has to be whole and complete, not cut off on top, Li Boy Nami Kulu. Then he should need Li Boy Nami, he should also need Kulu, all of them should be Shalim, Dahinu, not cut off on top. So what is if Rabbi Shmuel holds you need Hadar, right? So then you should have all three of them be not niktam on top, not cut off on top. E loy boy shleiman, if he doesn't need shalem because he holds that there's no din Hadar, afilu chad nami loy, even one also not, meaning you also shouldn't need even one of them to be complete. Let all three of them, he should hold like Rabbi Tarfon, that all three of them could be cut off on top. Okay, meaning Vishmal is a little bit like Tanta by Tzvei Chazanis. You know, make up your mind. Do I need to have? Is a Hadar a requirement by Hadas? So then all three of them should have to be whole. If Hadar is not a requirement by Hadas, then all three of them can be cut off on top.
No, I'm just gonna guess
the answer. Omar Birah. So Birah says Omar Rabami in the name of Rabami. Chazar by Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was Chazar, meaning originally he said. Originally he said you have to have three hadar. He always told you have to have hadar. Originally he said you have to have three. And then he was chayzer and he said, no, all you have to have is one. So he said, you could just, those two could be chopped up, but really you don't need them at all. Chazar by Rabbi Shmuel was chayzer and he said, instead of needing three, all you need is one. So when he said, afilu shnayim ketumim, what he was really saying was that those two don't have to be there. They can be cut off, meaning you don't need them at all. But you do need hadar. All you need is one. So I have one hadas, two aravas.
It's not three, it's just two. Whatever.
One lulav and one esrog. It's one hadas.
Right. When we're saying it's chozer, when the Mishnah that says one and then two can be cut off.
He wasn't chozer from that. That was his chazar. That he was chozer to that. He originally said.
He's still saying three.
But two of them don't count. Because they're cut off.
All those of them?
When he says, no.
Doesn't he say you need one? So how can you bring three? The same question.
No. When he said, afidu shnayim ketumim, what that read, in other words, when he says, afidu shnayim ketumim, what he means is, in other words, originally he said you have to have three.
Because those are non-existent, it's not about those.
That's right. Right. And even if it was, you have the Rambam, that Safal tells you anyway, Bahadasim. But besides that, he used to say, in the base marriage, that you have to have three. Complete hadar hadas. Then they're discussing it again. He said, "Oh, you have to have one lulav, one esrog, two aravis, and three hadasim, but two of them can be cut off. Meaning, because all you need to have is one hadas.
Why saying?
Because originally he said three. So he's just changing what he says by saying like that. Maybe he's alluding to the fact that there's an need to have more hadasim, whatever
he's
it may be.
He's not saying you need three.
He's saying you need one. Right. Because I need hadar. The other two are not a fulfillment of hadar."
There are three, and
only
one, and two are cut off.
Right?
It's going to lose the other part.
No.
That one will be cut off. But mature
is. We don't look at them. We don't look at them. It doesn't bother us. It's just adding.
So, how come a bear is in there?
Because that looks different. This doesn't look different.
Cut off.
Yeah, on top. Okay, I'm not being samech on them, I'm being samech on the others. Whereas if you look at it as a whole, maybe you're right. I'm looking at the hadas. Is this hadas hadar? Yes, it's hadar. I do something with it. All right.
But it's an egg.
Let's say I'm wearing a shirt that's not. It's an ugly shirt when I'm doing the mitzvah. It's a chasar and hadar.
But it's an egg.
It's an egg. Yeah. Here. Vices is. Yeah. Here.
No. Ari was asking. What's it's a little bit. You're having like other things in your hand when you're doing the mitzvah.
He's saying that the fact that the katum is not hadar, that's going to detract from the hadar of the whole eged. I hear, yeah.
Saying, no, it's kosher, it's just a side factor. It's weird. It's not. It doesn't take away something great from the mitzvah.
Because so. I hear the time. Yeah, I hear.
I give something that's not me, though. We talked about that last.
Bro, that's.
I think I'm liking his question more here.
Yeah.
Your example with the shirt is like if you're
it's not in the egged. Yeah.
You're doing the mitzvah with some that's not.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, you're right.
Like if you're
yeah.
washing your hands and you use a tarnished, or you're using coast and you use a tarnished ugly coast, like maybe that is a blessing of the mitzvah shirt.
It is, but I'm not doing the mitzvah with this. It happens to be there. It's not adding to the mitzvah at all.
Inherently, is the hadas hadar?
No. Oh, yeah.
I'm saying this will offend. Meaning the same way.
But he says
that there were people that would use the gold hedge ball.
Right? Yeah.
So